Saskatoon. With two victories last week, the Saskatoon Blades extended their winning streak to 7 games before seeing it come to an end. The Western Hockey League squad, which has already secured a playoff spot, earned victories over the Swift Current Broncos, 5-3, and the Prince Albert Raiders, 6-2. At home on Sunday, the Raiders ended the streak with an 8-1 win. With a 4-4-1-4-4-1 record, the Saskatoon team was third in the WHL Eastern Conference, as of Sunday. The Blades have 5 games remaining this season. This week the team plays in Swift Current on Wednesday before hosting the Brandon Wheat Kings on Saturday and the Regina Pats on Sunday. At home on March 8, the Blades beat the Swift Current Broncos, 5-3. Saskatoon led 1-0 after the first period with Josh Piller scoring. In the second session, the Blades stretched their lead to 3-0 on goals by Jaden Weens, on the power play, and Tanner Molendick. The Broncos responded with Clark Caswell and Josh Filmon scoring to pull within 1-3-2. Piller increased the Blades' lead to 4-2 with his second of the night. In the third, Filmon scored on the power play for Swift Current and Brandon Lasowski added an empty net goal for Saskatoon. Blades goalie Ethan Chadwick stopped 36 of the 39 shots he faced. Reed Dyke had 23 saves for Saskatoon. In Prince Albert on March 10, the Blades scored 3 goals in both the first and second periods en route to a 6-2 victory. Connor Roulette powered the Blades with a hat-trick. Jake Chason, Charlie Wright, and Misha Volotovsky also scored. Sloan Stanek and Ryder Ritchie scored for the Raiders. Austin Elliott made 24 saves for the Blades. Max Hildebrand started and made 9 saves on 15 shots for Prince Albert. Tikhon Cheka replaced him for the third period and stopped all 9 shots he faced. The winning streak came to an end in Saskatoon on Sunday. The contest was knotted at 1-1 at the 11:07 mark in the first period thanks to a Lasowski goal. Prince Albert then scored 7 unanswered goals. Chadwick started and made 5 saves on 9 shots. Elliott came on about halfway through the second session and stopped 12 of the 16 shots he saw.